This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Inspector General report on James Comey is out. We've been waiting for these Inspector General reports for some time. What President Trump calls investigating the investigators. Which I think makes perfect sense. So we might have a little news for you on that front. They just announced that it's out and it's released. And I imagine reporters will be combing through it. Catherine Herridge from Fox News, I guess, is trying to find a camera. She's going to read this to us. So, Todd and Kev, you might want to
Saw the report. It says, Comey ain't my homie.
Is that what it says? Okay, well, then we don't have much else to report then. Yeah. Then we can be done there. That's fine. Anyway, if you wouldn't mind getting the Fox feed ready for us, that would be that'd be swell, because when we get the report, we'll go there and hear this for you today on the program. So, we've had a busy couple of, weeks, really, with a lot of very interesting guests and a lot of fun stuff. But I think I've told you this before, but I really enjoy most when we just have a conversation about whatever's happening. I have a couple of great emails from listeners, one on blinkers and one on the legacy fund that I'll share at some point today. But I just literally want to just open this up today and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I have two things on my mind that I may weave in at some point. One is the plot to destroy our country. Other than that, you know, there's not much to worry about. Just kind of a lighter, you know, over coffee topic. Yeah. So what do you think of the plot to destroy our country? Well, give me an extra shot of, you know, something or another in that coffee, would you? And then we'll talk about it. That is one. And we're working on an interview with an author that is delved into this subject, I think is going to be interesting. But I want to just talk about whether you think there is a plot to destroy this country from within. Or is that like crazy conspiracy talk? And, you know, too wacko. Do you think everybody in this country just maybe wants a little different version of this country, but doesn't necessarily mean to destroy it? It's on my mind today. And the other thing on my mind ties into that because it is words uttered recently by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is a congresswoman from New York City. Now, she said some things about young people. And I always try and be objective about this, because I don't want to, just because it's AOC, say, you know, how stupid, dumb, ridiculous is that? Now, it often is, and if I think it is, I'll say it is. But I found myself kind of being a little conflicted about her comments here, because when I hear young people and praise for young people, I don't disagree. I think, for instance, within the sound of my voice are a whole lot of young people that have something to contribute, that were brought up with conservative values, that have, you know, faith plays a role in their life and what they do and their values, and they have something to contribute. Now, we all have examples of, you know, sort of the eye roll, right, of, oh, can you believe that? But my point is, for the most part, young people here have something to bring. So when she's praising young people, I don't see that as offensive. I guess I'm assuming everybody's heard this, so we should probably play it so you can hear it. And then let's decipher whether there's more good than bad in this. Put it that way.
Is the new generation too delicate? No! I don't think they're too delicate at all. I think that they're badass. I think young people are more informed and dynamic than their predecessors. I think that they are more sensitive in a positive way, in that they actually care about other people's experiences and lives. And one thing that I love so much about this new generation is the radical acceptance that I see from so many. And they actually take time to read and understand our history, the history of the labor movement, history of civil rights, history of racial struggles, history of economics, history of the United States, history of colonialism. And they're not afraid to have those conversations. If anything, like, I think they're profoundly courageous because they're willing to puncture taboos and have conversations that, frankly, older generations sometimes struggle to have. Not everyone. I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush, but I think this new generation is connection. Okay. I think this new generation is very profound and very strong and very brave because they're actually willing to go to the streets. How about that? Like, previous generations have just assumed that you know, government's got it. Let me tell you something. You are the government. Like, as a democracy, we the people means you. You are, as a voter, you are the government too. And if we are not in the streets, if we are not organizing, then what we are doing is abdicating ourselves from government, and then you're actually allowing someone else to take over. And that is a real issue that we've had in the past. I think there are so many people that just, like, assumed that the government...
And how it ends?
That's how it ends.
Assume that the government...
Yeah. Yeah, if you couldn't fill that one out yourself.
They are badass and more informed than the previous generation.
Okay, right, no. Before we go there, here's the deal. When I first heard that, I like, it's as usual, dribble from her. Okay? And clearly she's applauding. But by the way, I think she thinks she's talking about herself. I don't think she's talking about, you know, kind of, you know, kids today or anything like this. I think she thinks she is the new generation. Do you guys think that? Now, if in fact that's true, then she's being a little prideful. That shouldn't surprise us. But let's set that aside a second. A lot of what she suggests there is not a bad idea for every American, let alone a new generation of Americans. And who's to say we need to, you know, say, you know, AOC, you get that crowd. You get that crowd, and, you know, you could have them study racial history and then tell you you're a victim and everybody else is a victim and play a game. Or we could say, you know what? New generation is North Dakotans in the same age group. Minnesotans, South Dakotans, Montanans. Now, one question I think is worth asking, even of our own, if you will. Okay, the question was, is the new generation too delicate? No, they're badass. She's going through all her, you know, into that. Well, do we agree with that? Again, the people she's talking about now, the people she wants storming the streets. Wasn't that her term?
Yeah.
Storming the streets. Raise the minimum wage. Here's what I worry about a little bit. I think that if we cede this ground to the AOCs of the world, let them be the organizers, if you will, the voice, that, you know, basically they're gonna claim that space. I think there should be a counter to AOC, Ilhan Omar, everyone else, and not only in the Congress, you know, the squad and all the things they do. Where's the Republican version of that? Where's the conservative version of that? And same thing with what they're trying to build. A younger generation storming the streets. Because if what I believe are a majority group of younger minds that have conservative values, that are good, God-fearing folks, that don't want a government program at every turn, roll their eyes at this group of people she's talking about storming the streets, the delicate ones, their voice is not heard. So that to me is a little bit scary. What did you take from that? I don't know. I think there's some stuff worth listening to in there. As much as her motives may be different than ours, just in overall putting your arms around government. Catherine Herridge from Fox News is just now getting the first of the DOG report. This is the James Comey Russia probe handling. Let's pick up a little bit of this before the break here. We only have a few seconds, but maybe we'll get a gist of it, Kev.
What was that again? Sorry. I'm looking,
Kevin's in another world.
I'm looking at the transcript of what she just said, and you're asking us to try and find something that we like, and I literally can't find anything in there.
Do you have a little clip of the Catherine Herridge? I thought Kevin was doing it, but maybe Todd, you're doing it. I guess it doesn't matter.
We can do it after the break. Yeah,
I have Fox News Live, but they're already past Catherine, so.
Yeah, all right. So when we get back here, they're just getting the report. The reporters are pouring through it. She's got her glasses on. She never has her glasses on TV, so you know she's actually reading the report for the first time. We'll have it coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Apache. Yeah, it's been a year for sprayers, hasn't it? A little wet in some spots, and it is the farmer and rancher's best friend. Got to have those sprayers, and I know that when you're spraying and you break down, you need a part, you need folks that know spray application, that know the parts, that have the parts, and that's what they are at High Plains Apache. It's what they do. It's what they do. Spray application. Nobody knows it like they do. High Plains Apache. They are in Mandan, right across from the Culvers. Call them at 701-663-2375 there. They are in Frontier, south of Fargo, I-29, exit 60, and find them online at highplainsapache.com. All right, first things first here. The Inspector General report did find that James Comey violated FBI policies, but guess what? They're not going to prosecute him. Unbelievable. Here's Catherine Herridge with a little bit of an overview, as we promised.
This report states is that the former director understood the terms of his employment agreement and that he had an obligation to return all of the records once he left his FBI employment, but he failed to reveal to multiple individuals within the FBI, some of whom came to his home, that he had taken the records. And I'm going to read this section here. We found it particularly concerning that Comey did not tell anyone from the FBI that he retained copies of the memos in his personal safe at home, even when his chief of staff, the FBI's associate deputy director, and three SSAs, so these are senior agents, came to Comey's house on May 12, 2017, to inventory and remove all FBI property. So there are two important points right there. Number one, when he had an opportunity to tell people he had these memos, he had retained them after his employment had ended when he was fired by the president. He didn't volunteer that he had those records to multiple FBI employees. And number two, he kept these records in a personal safe at home. That may seem like a small issue, but if you can come back to me, I can explain why it's a big issue. It's a big issue because some of those memos contained classified information. It was at a low level, but there's a requirement for that material to be secured in what's called a SCIF. This is a special compartmented information facility. It means that it meets a high standard for protecting classified information, and a personal safe in someone's home would not meet that standard. So again, that doesn't properly retain or store classified information, and then he was not forthcoming with multiple FBI agents that he had retained those records.
All right, and this is Catherine Herridge on Fox News. Now she just came back with a little bit more here.
It continues. By disclosing the contents of Memo 4 through Rickman, this is the Columbia University professor that Comey gave a special government employee status to, to the New York Times, Comey made public sensitive investigative information relating to an ongoing FBI investigation, and that was information he had properly declined to disclose while still FBI director during congressional testimony. So what the Inspector General found here is really twofold. Number one, that he was not within his authority to leak this memo documenting a conversation with the president to the New York Times, and that he took matters into his own hands because he felt he could not trust the Department of Justice. And that's the same theme that played out in the Clinton email investigation. And it was also this Inspector General, Michael E. Horowitz, who faulted Comey for those same actions in the Clinton email case.
Okay, so he's done it twice now, right? He did it in the investigation of the Russia matter, and he does it with Hillary. Why is the guy not prosecuted?
Yeah.
If you're going to try and clear up the DOJ and say this cannot happen here, then somebody has to be prosecuted and held accountable for this stuff. It's ridiculous. This guy's the fair-haired boy of the left.
Yep. But the DOJ is not going to prosecute him.
Andy McCarthy's on the phone. Our guest from earlier this week has been following this. I'm curious what he has to say about this from Fox News.
He was Jim Comey. He had a very big public profile. He was no longer FBI director once he was removed by President Trump. Why leak government records? You know, you're Jim Comey. You could go out to the sidewalk and convene a press conference, and he could have said whatever he wanted to say in terms of how badly he thought a special counsel was needed and why. It's never been clear to me, and I've yet to hear a rationale, even if you accepted everything he's saying about that, you know, he didn't think the Justice Department was trustworthy, and you know, and nobody who's worked at the Justice Department gets to make that call, so it's very presumptuous on his part to do that. But what I continue to be mystified by was, why do it this way? Why leak internal government information, regardless of whether it was classified or not? You don't get to do that. It's not your information to do or to leak.
Right,
but he was a private citizen at that point, And if he thought that the government should appoint a special counsel, he could easily have just convened a press conference and said so, and it would have had a lot of impact.
Let me answer Andy's point. That there were other avenues available to him if he wanted to do that.
You don't want your fingerprints on it. You want to leak it and have the New York Times and the Washington Post say, well, our sources tell us, so that you can, you know, be Lily White, still get invited to both sides' cocktail parties.
There you go.
That's the answer. Justice Department Inspector General releasing a report this morning detailing former FBI Director James Comey's handling of classified information in the Russia investigation. Not good. Not good for the guy at all. Violated his employment agreement and broke some laws, but they're declining prosecution. I can't figure out why. Fred in Bismarck has a comment on what's on your mind. 258-0550. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Good morning. Great show. Yes, it is frustrating to see Comey slip on all these things, and it's disgusting. Getting back to AOC and her comments, and where are the conservative counterparts? You've got Charlie Kirk at Turning Point. He's great. You've got Candace Owens. You've got a few others. But they're just not going to get the kind of attention that AOC gets, including, and this is not a criticism, it's just a fact, on your show where you're going to play AOC and all the stupid things that she says. Well, she's just getting more press than she really should be getting. It's just the way that the way the world works right now. She's loud. She's stupid. She's making all these idiotic comments and everybody's giving her airtime. So there are some counter voices out there, but they're just not getting the attention.
And that's true. I think actually it does the Democratic Party their chances in the next election, no favors by having AOC be the constant voice that she is. So I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But
no, I agree with you that
the loud, obnoxious voices suck up a lot of oxygen.
Exactly.
They do.
Unfortunately, including on your own show, so...
Yeah, you're guilty as charged. But Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens don't do, what they end up doing is responding a lot of times to what she's doing. So, you know, there isn't necessarily the original stuff there. I just think we need our own squad in Congress. We need our own, using their terms, mob in the street.
I disagree with you. They have a lot of original content, it's a lot of it out there. I don't think I've heard either one of them on your show. You should probably give them a call.
Well, Charlie Kirk, actually, I've conversed with. He was in North Dakota, spoke at the Johnson Cordes School not long ago, and we were going back and forth then, and he's challenging the schedule because I've tried a few times. And they're not well organized in his office, I'll put it that way, because he says,
right,
I'll do it, and
guys.
He can't do it, but it's not for lack of trying on him. But I don't disagree. There are some good conservative voices out there on the younger side. Not Congress that I hear so much from, but
ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having bypassed Puerto Rico and then dumped torrential rains on the U.S. Virgin Islands, Hurricane Dorian is now setting its sights on the southeast U.S. coastline. Many predictions have it coming into Florida late in the holiday weekend. However, the cone of uncertainty is wide, as Governor of Georgia Brian Kemp notes.
Right now, weather officials project that Hurricane Dorian may continue to strengthen, and the cone of the impact could move along the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Or it could move up through Florida and then through parts of South Georgia.
Global stocks are surging after China hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration may start up again, breathing life into the hopes the world's two biggest economies will reach a deal soon to end a trade war. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Brought to you on What's on Your Mind, in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a website. It's a great resource. Here's the deal. I talked the other day to a business that does work in the oil industry, and they have, you know, good-paying jobs without the coal industry. Guess what? They have significantly less employees, significantly less operations. Those are all people with homes and families, and, you know, the ripple effect and the folks involved in the lignite industry outside of actually generating electricity at the mines or at the plants is phenomenal, incredible, and a big impact on our economy. So remember that when you see an industry under attack for doing nothing other than providing affordable, reliable energy. Because it isn't the favored one. Truth of the matter is we need them all. We need a true all-of-the-above energy policy. And lignite has been the backbone of that for a long time. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. 701-258-0550. Anything on your mind today? I have Blinker commentary. I have Legacy Fund commentary. I have AOC comments. We have breaking news on the IG report, which here's what you need to know. James Comey screwed up. James Comey violated department policy. James Comey violated his appointment agreement, but James Comey will not be charged. John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, was just asked about that a moment ago.
Well, just because it's not criminal in the opinion of the Department of Justice doesn't mean it's not sleazy. Now, in terms of Mr. Comey's response, I think it's pretty apparent to the American people at this juncture that Mr. Comey is not exactly Mensa material. He never should have been appointed head of the FBI. And his problem is that he's often wrong, but he's never in doubt. Sure. And this is just one more example.
I love John Kennedy because he just cuts to it. He just gets right to it. He's often wrong, but never in doubt. What he just said there is the guy's an arrogant, you know what, that, you know. Well, speaking of which, guess who's on Twitter already? Spiking the football because he hasn't been indicted.
Comey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's already on Twitter, just crowing, folks. Can't make it up. Tom in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. You know, this all boils down to who the responsibility of all these people. It's just like kids that take over stores and they do stuff. The parents. It's back to parents. So who's responsible for Comey and the AOC? Really, the people that should have more common sense that are in Congress. They should shut these people down. I mean, this is our values. Well, you know that. You know, the values are gone. but and also taking responsibility for our actions. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it does. And, you know, I think there was a day when that was more prevalent. You talk about the little discussion we had earlier on AOC and her cheerleading the new generation and pushing back against the snowflake label that they're too delicate, that they're actually more informed, more dynamic, more sensitive. They read about the labor movement. They read about the civil rights movement. They read about, you know, all the indoctrination that she wants them to have. And yet, is that crowd willing to take responsibility? I'm talking about, when I say that crowd, I'm not talking about young people in general. I'm talking about this victimhood group. And all I'm bringing up with this whole diatribe from her is to say the idea of a younger generation being involved is a good thing. I love it. She clearly wants the people that believe like she believes to be the loudest voice and out on the street and everything else. I'm saying, why don't we as conservatives, who I believe in this part of the country, for the most part, you know, do a better job than most in raising their kids and knowing a good hard day's work. Look how many kids grew up on the farm around here and still do.
Right.
You know, and know the value of a hard day's work. We're doing a little special for Monday for Labor Day, and I was talking to Rich Wardner yesterday, the Senate Majority Leader, for our special. We're going to play him on Monday, and the topic is tell me about your first job and, you know, the takeaways you got from that. And his first job where he got paid was as a teacher, but his whole life was spent on the farm growing up. So you don't think growing up on the farm, knowing you do everything right alongside your dad and you got to make that farm go, applies to when he gets in the classroom as a teacher? Of course it does.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So I think that's the kind of stock we grow here in the upper Midwest. I just would like us to see a little more, you know, engagement like they're doing rather than rolling our eyes at this other crowd. If we want to save the country, we need that kind of fire from our side of the new generation, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Scott. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for weighing in, Tom. I enjoyed the dialogue. It's another Tom waiting in Grand Forks. Great, great city of Grand Forks. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Hey, you're actually surprised that James Comey's not going to get prosecuted? I mean, your guest on Tuesday said that the people that were involved in this Russiagate are not going to get prosecuted. So what's this telling you? You know, if you're in politics, you can do anything you want in this country. We've sunken down to a third world dictatorship.
Well,
what's your comment on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I really thought this inspector general was going to be different. This whole inspector general report, this is an internal investigation. This isn't, you know, outside special prosecutors. This isn't Congress. This is internal. He obviously unearthed a lot of the stuff we knew to be suspicious about Comey as accurate and true. You know, and I don't know. If you've got Justice Department rules and you've got employment agreements and you're the FBI director, you're in charge of law and order, I don't know how violating those isn't something you pursue in the court of law.
Let me just go ahead and point this fact out. We've got the city police. We've got the county sheriff's department. We've got the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. We've got the FBI. We've got a whole bunch of alphabet soup mixture full of law enforcement. And this is just to empower the people that are in power. And they're not doing anything.
I can't push back against your cynicism, Tom. I have no counter for it. Nothing. Because makes sense.
You know what? I've called Senator Cramer, and I says, you know what? You hold the purse strings. You chop these budgets in half. Get their attention.
It's going to take something like that. Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550. I have not even grabbed my phone, but I could, and I should. 701-367-2054 for mine. Todd's at 701-226-8503. On my mind, I'm with you 100% on all of the above energy sources, but I cannot support the new plant proposed 3 miles from the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Build it someplace else in North Dakota. Why does it need to be there? All right, so here's a texter, 100% in agreement that we need all of the above energy sources, but doesn't like the idea of a refinery being proposed 3 miles from the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Okay, first of all, private property rights should mean something. Okay? And should I be treated differently if I have private property 3 miles from the park, where, by the way, even if you put up some giant balloon from the thing, you can go on the highest bluff in the park and you got to squint to see the balloon. Okay? So this isn't like, you know, you're putting it on the property line between the park and private land.
Right.
Number one.
Yep.
So number two, I get the quote-unquote view shed concept when you're talking about when I look into the park, I want to look into the park. I don't want to see, you know, this, that, or the other thing because it's a park. It's the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. But the idea that if I turn around and now I look out of the park, that I can say, yep, nope, maybe on somebody else's land? Why should the landowner where this is proposed for be treated any differently than somebody that's, you know, where you think is the proper way to put it? Ask the county if they could use the money for roads, bridges, and other things that you want to move it from.
I think what's next?
I think we become snowflakes on this stuff.
If I leave my car open, can anybody just go ahead and use that?
I love the park. I love, love, love the park. I happen to think the north unit is the better of the two units, but they're both beautiful, okay? I love the park. Love the views. Love everything about them. At some point here, you got to say the park's the park. And what's around it's around it. And there's a ton of beauty there. Honestly, I don't look at a refinery and say, oh, they put that ugly refinery there. We need refineries. Somebody's going to make their livelihood there. A lot of people are going to make their livelihood there. That's going to generate a lot of taxes. That builds roads and schools and water projects in Fargo and everything else. Got to get out of this mode that somehow, you know, the line's here, but we're going to extend the line because we want the line around the park protected, but we want stuff extending from there protected as well because, you know, it just wouldn't be good to put. Who wrote that down? Who said that? I mean, follow the rules. You got a county commission. You got a, you know, a PSC. What I don't like, and it happens far too often, is these entities are used as blunt force instruments for activists. Okay? They want to go in there and say, PSC, you do this, you do that. No, PSC follows the rules. They have a set of rules. They follow them. Shouldn't succumb in any way to a, you know, loud, angry mob. A little bit of that happened with the Burke County Wind Project, in my view. Same kind of deal. You got activists all up in arms. Now, I've heard some people say the company was not real wise in choosing to put it where they put it, but guess what? They had the private property rights recognized, and it was cited on private property. There again, a mob makes a noise, and, you know, they get a little weak in the knees on the PSC because of it. Now, they have the ability to do what they did. I'm not suggesting they bent the rules, but I'm saying the activists get noisy, and then all of a sudden, why do we succumb to that? Follow the rules. If you don't like the rules, change the rules. But follow the rules. And in my mind, the rule in the case that you're bringing up of the refinery project near the park is private property rights. Gosh almighty, when they're gone, we're done. We are done. That should drive everything. Some people don't like wind energy. I get it. I understand. But you know what? If somebody wants $10,000 a year for a turbine that's going to help in tough times, there'd be income that's going to be there for 20, 25 years, and it's their property? Wow. It's tough to say, I don't want it.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Your Norway professionals are Juven Tours and Travel. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. My wife, Maria, and I had the honor of being part of two trips now over the last 4 years to Norway. And it is amazing. It is almost indescribable. The beauty you see there is unlike anything you see anywhere in the world. All together, the mountains, the fjords, the waterfalls, and, of course, the people. And 2020 is going to be a great year for Carol and his team at Juven Tours and Travel. Call them now to reserve your spot on the Scandinavian Tour in May, the Norse Husfest Tour in May, the Norway Luxury Tour 1 leaving June 15th, or Norway Luxury Tour leaving July 20th, the Best of Norway Tour August 10th. And, of course, plenty of other destinations, including the South Pacific Wonders in a trip coming up this winter in February of 2020. Go to JuvenTours.com, JuvenTours.com for all the details, or call Juven Tours and Travel, 800-343-0093, or 701-237-9000.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Apparent to the American people at this juncture that Mr. Comey is not exactly Mensa material.
Guy's the best, I'm telling you. Well, Mr. Mensa has tweeted this morning, a DOJ IG found no evidence that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified information contained in any of the memos to members of the media. I don't need a public apology from those who defamed me, but a quick message with a sorry we lied about you would be nice. And to all those who've spent 2 years talking about me going to jail or being a liar and a leaker, ask yourselves why you still trust people who give you bad info for so long, including the president. This guy is full of himself. It's unbelievable. That's just how they are in the swamp, folks. They just think they're better than you. They do. And I love that they're being exposed. Bob in Valley City wants to comment on this. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I think what they're doing is they're doing a big disservice to the American people by not prosecuting any of these guys. I don't think any of these guys are going to ever go to jail.
All circuits are busy. Please try your call again later. Announcement 8.
Did we lose you, Bob? Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was a little weird. Go ahead. Keep going.
But what they're showing the American people is there's two different justices in the United States. There's one for us and there's one for politicians. There's laws protecting politicians from lying or doing whatever they want. But if a regular citizen just says anything, he can be prosecuted. And I'm kind of I've been on that end of it. But it's just a terrible thing that none of these guys that have caused so much turmoil for so long are going to pay for it. And what that's going to do is going to show that the rest of the politicians that, hey, we can do whatever. We can try to bring down America and nothing's going to happen to us. So let's keep on trying. Thanks.
Interesting, Bob. I agree. I think the most dangerous thing out of this is no prosecution. Jim, the flagpole guy, who's nothing short of a patriotic celebrity, crisscrossing the upper Midwest, helping folks show their patriotism. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Here I am. I'm well, Scott. How are you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Where are you at?
In Bismarck, Mandan. And we're crisscrossing. Don't know when I'll be home again. Crisscrossing North Dakota, taking care of different groups that we promised. And just really happy right now, Scott, with the way things have been going. And we're on a roll. And we're installing foundations and setting flagpoles and meeting people. And I get such great response by all you listeners. Thank you to all you guys. You know who you are. You come up to me and say thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you all for making America work and making it great. It's just when you hear all the negative stuff going on, I come out here and I see all these beautiful people. And we have – it's just a comfort to know that America is strong and there's a lot of people out there – minding their own business, doing great things. And that's what really that flag's all about. And just speaking of people going out and doing their own thing, let's all remember Melissa, if you don't mind giving her a try. Melissa at ND Flagpole Guy for our flag rotation. We're travel the circuit and pick up flags and hem them for you and bring them back and put them in service.
That's a great way to go. And there was a note in our bulletin this weekend at church about three beautiful new flagpoles that are up. And Jim, the flagpole guy, did them. It was a project of the Knights of Columbus, the Fourth Order of the Knights of Columbus. For any KCs out there, you know this, but some folks might not know it. It's called the Patriotic Order. And they recognize patriotism. They give certificates to people that fly the flag properly. They encourage people to fly the flag. It's really neat. And the Fourth Order of the Knights of Columbus, of which I'm proudly a member. I pay my dues, but that's about the extent of my volunteerism because it's just one of those things you don't help as much as you like.
I get it.
Never get as much time as you like.
I mean, Kiwanis at the same level.
But there are some amazing amount of volunteers, and I'd really encourage folks, whatever church you're part of, if you don't have a flagpole, if you don't have anything on display, think about it. Because what a neat project to be part of. And so there's going to be a flag dedication next month, and we get to see Jim's work right there at Saints Anne and Joachim in South Fargo. So looking forward to that, Jim, but another nice project of yours.
Well, Scott, people ask why I do it, and it's all about that first response when the person who's dreamt, big shout-out to Trent today, Trent Boyce, we set his flagpole this morning, and he's like, I had you on bookmarks on my computer for 2 years, and I was going to call you, and then I finally did. And to see his smile today, and everything he thought of what that flag represents to him kind of came to a point where he was able to display it physically how he feels. It's like the two merge. That's why I do it, Scott, and it's a special moment in people's lives, and I get to be part of that.
God bless America is right, and it's wonderful to see that kind of support. It's one little thing we can do to stand up for a great country, stand up for the founding fathers, stand up for everything we believe about why we love America, is to fly that
in
flag.
Our next,
so,
and our next generation, we must teach them. That's
Can I put a Betsy Ross flag under my flag? Can you fly one kind of American flag underneath another? Is that proper?
I think so.
I think you can, Scott.
Might have to do that, too, just because
they represent the original intent, and it's just the same flag. It's just, stars added onto it. So.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Sure. And don't forget, Melissa, she'll get you that flag in tip-top shape. ndflagpoleguy.com or call them at 571-FLAG. Vince is back from Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. We talk spas, we talk saunas, we love them all, but you have a lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about some of the gaming.
Well, it's billiards, it's shuffleboard, bubble hockey, and all the things that don't require electronics. It's good old family get-together recreation in the basement during our long winters, and just it is truly part of every day made better if you get together as a family and friends and get to play on an Olhausen or Brunswick table.
And you know what? You can have a logo of your favorite team right on there as well. Shuffleboard on the pool table, that's a nice little touch for some remodeling projects going on too, right?
Yeah, we do a lot of Bison and UMD tables, and even you've seen the University of Mary and Jamestown University, and you can totally customize it if you'd like, and the sky is the limit on what you can do with an Olhausen billiard table or shuffleboard table.
Just plain fun waiting for you at Hot Springs, spas, pool tables too, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.